Bombardier and Airbus announce new sales deals in the UAE. Jeppesen partners with a college in Dubai. And the Total Eclipse Jet earns another certification validation. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, November 16th, 2011. The 2011 Dubai Airport Expo and Air Show is going on this week in the United Arab Emirates, so there are lots of announcements coming out of the region. Bombardier has announced that Petroleum Air Services, or PAS, of Cairo, Egypt, has signed a contract to acquire one CRJ-900 next-gen regional jet, with an option for another. The plane will be the first CRJ series aircraft to operate in Egypt. Based on list price, the contract is valued at about $42 million U.S., and could rise to $85 million if the option is exercised. PAS was established in 1982 and operates helicopter and fixed-wing charter and air taxi services primarily for the petroleum industry. Surplus hours are used by tour operators within Egypt and to international destinations within the region. Its current fleet includes four de Havilland Dash 7 aircraft and five Bombardier Q300 turboprops. Bombardier also announced yesterday that Atlas Jet of Istanbul, Turkey, has signed a letter of intent to acquire 10 CS-300 jetliners with options for five more. Based on list price, that's $776 million, or $1.18 billion if all five options are converted. Atlas Jet was founded in 2001 and operates 17 aircraft on domestic and international routes with scheduled and charter services. Bombardier forecasts that Turkey will play a key role in the transformation of the aviation industry in the Middle East and Eastern Europe. Carriers in that region, especially in Turkey and the Middle East, have consistently reported increased annual revenues and capacity growth. Jeppesen has entered into a new contract agreement with Dubai-based Emirates Aviation College to provide Jeppesen training courses through the college, which is a leading aviation education facility in the region. Jeppesen's ab initio pilot training courses will be provided through the service agreement. Jeppesen Senior VP Thomas Wade explains, quote, "Jeppesen is working toward addressing the pressing pilot shortage the aviation industry is facing by creating interactive training programs that are highly effective in preparing the next generation of pilots and technicians for the demands of the profession," unquote. Boeing, which owns Jeppesen, forecasts a global need for 460,000 new commercial airline pilots over the next 20 years. Emirates Airlines has selected Rockwell Collins Avionics for 32 new Airbus A380s and 30 new Boeing 777s. Aircraft deliveries are in progress and will continue through 2015. The agreement was commemorated Monday at a signing ceremony at the Dubai Air Show. The CEO of Qatar Airways created some drama at the show, delaying a press conference at which he was to sign a $6.5 billion deal with Airbus. Akbar El-Bakr grumbled that Airbus is, quote, "still learning how to make airplanes," unquote. But Reuters reports that later in the day, things were resolved and the deal for the purchase of five A380s and 50 A320neos was signed. El-Bakr is reportedly frustrated with delays in the A350XWB's development. Qatar Airways will be the launch customer, and last week Airbus announced the project would be delayed an additional 6 months. El-Bakr has also been frustrated with Boeing at times, calling the Dreamliner a failure and delaying delivery of the first Boeing 747-8 to Cargolux in a similar last-minute grandstand play last month. Eclipse Aerospace is making its first appearance at the Dubai show this week and took advantage of the venue to announce that type certificate validation for the Total Eclipse twin-engine jet has been granted by the General Civil Aviation Authority of the United Arab Emirates. Ken Ross, president of Global Services at Eclipse, commented, quote, "We have enjoyed our technical cooperation between our team of specialists and those at the GCAA. We have received overwhelming support and excitement from the UAE aviation community," unquote. Still ahead, a helicopter moving Christmas trees goes down in Oregon. The IMC Club has started an online petition against new FAA charges. And Rotax issues service bulletins for its wildly popular four-strokes. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, November 16th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA arrived late Monday on the scene of an accident involving a helicopter that was being used to haul Christmas trees on a farm north of Woodburn, Oregon. KTVZ Television quotes the Marion County Sheriff's Office in reporting the call came in about 2:40 p.m. Pacific time. The pilot is identified so far only as a 39-year-old Seattle resident and is reported by witnesses to have pulled himself from the wreckage. He was airlifted to Portland's OHSU hospital with unspecified injuries. KVAL-TV reports the accident happened in an area with poor access, requiring medical responders from the Woodburn Fire Department to park and hike to the scene. The Albany Democrat Herald reports the aircraft is a 1981 Bell 206, and there was no post-crash fire. The pilot was the only occupant of the aircraft, and there were no workers on the ground injured. The FAA's recent announcement that it will begin charging for the download of airport and approach chart information used by popular mobile device apps like WingX has drawn sharp criticism from the IMC Club's board of directors. At its meeting on Monday, the board issued a statement which says, in part, quote, IMC Club International Incorporated strongly opposes the FAA's announcement that it will begin charging for NOS chart downloads that were previously free. As of April 5th, only those with distribution contracts with AeroNav will be able to download the data. This action will put a severe financial burden on flight instructors, pilots, and students. It will affect small aviation safety material distribution companies like 4Flight. Only large aviation corporations will be able to offset these expenses. This policy will have serious and wide-ranging implications for the general aviation economy, as it will restrict access to basic safety and proficiency materials. Unquote. An online petition has been created to gather support against the new FAA policy. If it gets 25,000 signatures by December 14th, White House staff will review it, ensure that it's sent to the appropriate policy experts, and issue an official response. You can find a link to the petition at the bottom of the text version of this story, dated November 16th, at aero-news.net. Rotax has issued service bulletins for many of its 912 and 914 engines. The bulletins apply to the 912A, F, S, UL, ULS, and ULS-FR models, as well as a group of the 914F and UL engines. The bulletins outline steps to be taken as the result of a deviation in the manufacturing process of some crankshafts, causing a crack formation to occur on the power takeoff side. Rotax says the cracks can cause a breakage of the crankshaft support bearing and may lead to engine stoppage. According to the bulletins, the engines must be checked for cracks in the crankshafts before any further flight and not later than January 1, 2012. If a ferry flight is required to get them checked, a magnetic plug check must be conducted prior to the flight. If no deviations, such as chips or excess metal filings, are found, the engine may be operated for a maximum of 4 hours. Check with Rotax for specific serial number ranges affected. And finally today, students at Beckton High School in East Rutherford, New Jersey, will soon have a much improved learning environment. The school sits 10 miles from Newark Liberty Airport, just 1 mile from Teterboro, and has noise levels from passing aircraft that have been measured as high as 90 dB, which is like standing next to a running lawnmower. Democrat Congressman Steve Rothman persuaded the FAA back in June to allocate $18.2 million for soundproofing measures at the school. On Monday, he paid a visit to Beckton High to hold a press conference and deliver a big ceremonial check. The federal funds will pay for sound insulation and special doors and windows to block noise. The state is kicking in $12 million for a state-of-the-art heating and air conditioning system so that those new windows can stay closed in hot weather. Officials say the aircraft noise level will be brought down to that of normal conversation. Construction will employ an estimated 150 people, but will take 2 to 3 years to complete, meaning many of Becton's current student population will graduate before the upgrades are done and will have some of their classes displaced to portable classrooms in the meantime. Not all are impressed with the plan. Amina Hoti, a 16-year-old junior, tells NorthJersey.com, the planes didn't bother her as much as she expects the disruptions will. Quote, I'm not looking forward to having class in a trailer, unquote. Well then, I guess working with Aero News as a stringer at Oshkosh is out of the question, huh? That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.